boy, oh boy.
But twangy.
Ooh. You know? What was that?
I said but twangy.
But twangy. Yeah. Oh.
I think it's a fucking twang to my...
I thought you
that
went,
didn't work.
I thought you went, between. And I was like, oh,
I
okay.
know what that means. But all right,
I don't
yeah.
know. I didn't know what it meant either. Oh, hello and welcome,
that's
everyone,
funny, yeah.
to another smooth start
yeah.
to House yeah. Sadness, the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Hello and welcome. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban, and with me, as mm-hmm. always, is the one,
uh-oh.
The only,
uh-oh.
The underwear taker.
Oh, it's me, Casey. There's only two types of thumping that matter, Bible and tub. Stoddard. I don't know. Get the fuck out of here. Gotta hate
He's
tiny
still here. He's still hanging
fucking,
around.
I thought it broke. I definitely broke his leg. I'm going to break his fucking neck.
That's
now.
Why he can't leave.
I'm going to break his hymen.
You can't break someone's legs who you want to get out of our apartment.
That's
you needed
true.
To lift him up and toss him. Toss him out of the window. I wish we had a sound effect for that.
That's true.
All right, just here we go. You're gonna go to toss him, lift him up.
Uh-huh.
You lift him up, drag him to the window, and
fuck
he gives
you,
him
tiny.
A toss.
And
my goodness, that dude is gay.
Oh, then I fall out with him. Fuck. God damn it. Yeah. That's what happened. He got me.
And then
fucking
that noise you heard, the window was
me.
Open. That's why Casey ended up flying out with him. And that was a guy next door that looked at both of them after they hit the ground.
Yeah. But, yeah, we'll do that one.
Oh my gosh. Now
say,
they're just down there writhing.
He got
in pain.
Me. He got me. Tiny Tim got me. But, God damn it.
Even that fat one.
Yeah. He's laughing at both of us, and he's like, even
that fat one.
You nope. can have the pussy.
Oh,
sorry,
shit.
I'm
you
sorry.
Changed
I'm sorry.
It.
I'm sorry.
You're good.
Oh, yeah. Even that fat one.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to push that. Yeah.
All right, you guys.
Ric Flair, what an interesting character that guy is.
He's a lovely human being.
I disagree.
That's not true. I love him.
Oh, shit.
I jump out that window, though.
Oh, my neck! Oh. My back!
I think I have that, don't I? Didn't I grab that?
I
one?
Hope so. I don't
la,
know.
La 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 la.
Yeah, you have to forgive us. We're still getting used to this thing. Oh, this old thing.
Oh, this old oh. thing. Oh, well, it's hey, you guys. It's after Christmas. Hope you had a.
Yeah.
Hope no one's listening because they all killed themselves in that XXX mass
yeah,
suicide.
We didn't, because guess what? We're not fucking chumps.
No,
we don't follow the crowd, you fucking sheeple.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh,
grow
right?
Up.
Am I right?
You really think
Are
that,
you right? You're right.
Do you think that comet's coming? No. We killed you, and we're going to take your Nikes and then get our refund, you know? it's okay.
We're going to take your Nikes.
Yeah, didn't the Haley Comets people, they all wore Nikes.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, dude, they all wore matching Nikes.
Oh, that's insane.
They cut their dicks off and like mutilated their clits and shit. Because like they're like, oh, once we get to the comet, like legit, they're like, once we get to the comet, like the comet, you're not allowed to have like
genitals?
Sexual, yeah, like sexual desires. So they fucking castrated themselves, and they all wore matching Nikes and then, like, killed themselves.
All right, so here, we need a scientist, friend. I'm curious.
Uh-oh.
Not, oh, hello?
Oh,
right. Shit, he's here.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, let's bring him in.
Oh, boy, this is
He's wearing horseshoes.
Yeah, he is. Fuck. I told you not to, take your clogs off.
We get it, it's
God
funny.
Damn it.
It was funny when you were wearing bowling shoes, and now you're wearing horseshoes. What an
fucking asshole. Yeah.
All right, sit down. And shut up.
Hello! Wow.
All right, we get it. You're here.
You know what?
Every time he does that.
Leave. He's leaving. Good, he left. Thank I fucking God. Hate that guy.
Jesus Christ, what an asshole. Well, I was going to ask him before he so rudely skinnerupted our fucking...
It's okay, because that would have just turned into a bad improv bit.
Yeah.
So it's okay. I'm glad he left, because fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy, and fuck the idea of doing that.
Bill Nye, the science gay guy.
That dude is gay.
You know? But yeah. The queer guy.
Well,
damn, I should have said Bill Nye, the queer guy.
The queer
Whatever.
Guy.
Who cares? That doesn't work.
Queer eye for the Bill Nye.
Bill Nye pussy for me. I don't know.
I like that.
I'll write that down.
I'm into that.
Whoa. Big cans on this queefer.
Whoa. Now that's a scientist.
Yeah.
That you're like,
I got a
okay.
science fist for you.
Everybody's presenting their science findings.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Stern shows up, and it has all these papers in front of him, and the crowd goes quiet. Everything goes silent. Everyone's waiting.
I've been in Africa for 5 years. I've been studying the monkeys, and this is my thesis. Go for it, my thesis.
Whoa, big cans on this queefer.
Thank you, and good night.
Thank you, and good night.
And people go ape shit.
Oh, my God, do they go ape shit.
Yeah.
Because he's still, he killed Jane Goodall.
He did.
And he took over.
You old fat bitch.
You old fat bitch.
You bitch.
Yeah.
You bitch.
That's what we think of Jane Goodall and her fucking monkeys.
Yeah, dumb bullshit.
Suck my white ass, Paul.
Yeah, but all right.
Well, I was going to ask, so yes, if you cut your dick and balls off,
yes.
Do you have no more sexual desires?
You know what? I don't know.
If you cut your clit off,
yeah.
Or get your cut clit off.
Yeah.
If you get your clit cut off.
Yeah.
So you have no more sexual desires.
No, I don't know. I think the reason they cut clits off is because they don't want women to enjoy sex.
Right. Yeah. No.
I think maybe the balls, because I feel like that's where like the hormones
most
come from.
Most of the testosterone comes
yeah.
from.
So maybe, but I feel like it wouldn't happen immediately. You know.
So if you cut your balls off, yeah. So they did it wrong.
Yeah.
What they should have done is they should have, before the mass suicide, they should have had a mass.
Yeah. They should have went A or B, what they want, C, all the above, you know?
What'd you say?
They should have went A or B, what they want, C, all the above.
Well, guys, they did it all at once.
Yeah, they always pick. Yeah. Yeah, it's stupid. Yeah.
You guys, there's more than one question on a test.
Yeah.
All right?
Read all the answers.
Oh, my gosh. And they didn't even get the 5 points for signing their names in blood.
No.
Idiots.
I was at a fucking open mic in Chicago once, and this guy was on stage and he was bombing, and he just goes, I don't know, I got a 13 on my ACT.
And, Jesus Christ.
It was so funny because everyone in the crowd was like, that seems plausible. Like they were just like,
we've been paying attention yet.
Like, that actually makes sense. Yeah. Oh, it's fucking
now
hilarious.
Your jokes are actually funny. Mm-hmm. Now that we know your handicap in certain ways.
That guy was.
One of my cousins got a really rough score on her SATs or ACTs, one of them.
ACTs are the 1 through 36, right?
Okay, it was that.
Yeah, yeah.
She got a rough one.
Oh, no. Because
I retook mine 3 times to try to get a better score, and I just ended up getting the same one.
Yeah, that's what usually happens.
Yeah, and I went to retake it once in Muskegon, and that's where she went to high school. And I saw her there. I was like, what are you doing here? And she's like, I can't remember the exact score she got, but she said something like, yeah, I got a 12 the first time or some shit like that. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. And
Wu-Tang.
She was like, what? Is that bad? I thought a lot of people maybe got that. And I was like, no. Yeah, sure. Like, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't say her name, but I only have 3 cousins. So
you fat bitch.
That's rude.
I know.
Mean.
I'm sorry. Her name is actually.
Shut up!
Oh,
shut up!
Yeah, it really does sound like the guy, what's his name? I always want to say Chad Greenwood, but that's not his name. His name's like Josh Greenwood or something like that.
I don't know. You look at
Radio.
We have a Woody's retraction.
Yeah. Oh, you done committed an infraction because it's time for Woody's retractions.
Bend over and take it up the tailpipe.
Oh, I like that a lot. What did you say? You
done made it an infraction because it's time
for Woody's retractions.
Bend over and take it up the tailpipe.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I really like that. All right. So after one of our past episodes, I can't remember which one. It was probably the one before the ex-mass suicide.
Yeah. I think it was that one, yeah.
Woody texted me and said, let Casey know that the guy from Radiohead didn't do the Punch Drunk Love soundtrack. It was John Bryan.
Yeah.
Or Brian, whatever. Brion.
Mm-hmm.
He also did the I Heart Huckabee soundtrack, which was great, Woody said.
Sure.
And
Johnny Greenwood, that's his name.
Johnny Greenwood is
the
guy
you were
thinking of.
I always wanted to say his name was Chad, but it's Johnny.
Well, they're both Johns.
Yeah.
What did Johnny Greenwood do? Also, here's a Woody's retraction. Yeah. Woody spelled John John. It's actually Johnbryon. John Bryan.
Wow, take that. Take that, you piece of shit.
You boob.
Yeah.
I'm from Baltimore, you boob.
Yeah. So,
where were you on that one, dipshit?
Johnny Greenwood he's the guy who did like pretty much every Wes Anderson. I mean, not Wes, Paul Thomas Anderson, except like
Boogie Nights
and Punch Drunk.
I'll look up John Brion while you're doing that, because he has a weird fucking resume.
So Johnny has done Phantom Thread,
the newest one.
Oh, he did that. I want to see this movie really bad. You Were Never Really There with Joaquin Phoenix and the guy who wrote Bored to Death. We watched the trailer.
You Were Never Really There?
Yeah. We watched the trailer. Fuck. It looks fucking nuts, dude.
Is that's not even out yet, right?
No, no.
Oh, yeah. That looks really cool.
I've been hearing some good things.
Who directed that?
It's the lady who did We Need to Talk About Kevin, but it's written by the guy who did Bored to Death.
Oh, okay.
Jonathan Ames.
Oh, I'm into that. Yeah. I love Joaquin Phoenix,
yeah,
man.
Me too, yeah.
I really, really enjoy watching that boy.
It's good old Johnny did. He did Inherent Vice. He did The Master. We Need to Talk About Kevin. A lot of Radiohead shit, because he's in that shit. There Will Be Blood. And more Radiohead stuff.
Okay.
More Radiohead.
So what was his first PTA?
There Will Be Blood, it looks
like. It was There Will Be Blood?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I think Homeboy had John Brion.
He did the other ones?
John Brion did like all of the other starts. The he did like Hard Eight.
Oh yeah,
which was his very first one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he did Magnolia.
Yeah.
Then he did Punch Drunk Love.
Yeah. And then Johnny did.
So
the
he
rest.
Didn't. I don't think he did Boogie Nights then.
Oh, then who Boogie did Boogie Nights? Nights?
Yeah. Boogie Nights was in between Magnolia and Punch Drunk Love, right?
Yeah.
And then, or was it? Shit, Woody's fucking turning. In
yeah,
his
it was.
Grave.
It was. It was.
Because Hard Eight was in '96. Magnolia was '99.
Yeah.
Boogie Nights was after that. After Magnolia?
No, Boogie Nights was before that. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you were saying
Okay, that's what I thought.
Magnolia's
Magnolia
before
was after.
Yeah.
Boogie Nights.
Yeah. I thought the confusion was Magnolia was before Punch Drunk.
Yeah, it definitely
it was.
Is.
Yeah.
Punch
that's
Drunk
what
was
I thought
in 2002,
it was. Yeah. Yeah.
Which God, I fucking love that movie
yep,
so much.
That's
I
coming to Hulu
so many times.
In January.
I just bought it on Blu-ray.
Oh yeah?
Because I got drunk one night and I was watching it and I was texting Woody and I just kept being like, oh, this fucking part two and it's so good.
You're a pervert.
I was drunk the other night and I the only thing that stopped me from buying this was the fact that it is Blu-ray, but I think I'm still gonna buy it. It was Cherry Falls.
Oh,
I wanna buy that.
All right. Yeah. Was it cheap ish? Like
yeah,
bucks?
It was like 15.
Right.
Yeah. It's worth it.
I want to see it.
Well, no, like literally the only thing that kept me from it was the fact that it was like Blu-ray. And I was like,
why I have that fucking PS4
yeah,
that we never use.
That's true, yeah.
And then he did
I don't know how to hook it up, okay?
I know how to hook it up. And then he did Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, great.
Which
yeah.
is my like second like two of my that. Favorite love it, stories,
yeah.
like
yeah.
Movies about love.
That movie always I feel like that movie gets forgotten a
it's
lot.
It's so fucking
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Same with Punch Drunk. Like,
oh yeah,
it's
yeah.
weird to talk to people about like romantic movies
mm-hmm.
or stories of love, and then you bring up Punch Drunk, and they well, immediately like know
yeah.
what kind of person you are. Same thing with like Eternal.
Yeah,
but
I feel like Punch Drunk gets like brushed aside because it's like
seems artsier.
It's the least. It, like, because I feel like you really kind of know when you're watching like a Paul Thomas Anderson movie, and like
okay.
thematically wise, it's different.
I can get that, I guess.
But I mean, it's still got a style, you know. Like,
well, yeah, I was gonna say the styling and it's the pacing also is very PTA. I feel like
yeah,
the way that everything happens and then it goes in from these like fantastical kind mm-hmm. of things happening
yeah.
to all of a sudden right back to real life.
Yeah,
I think he does that a lot that. Yeah. in his movies, which is mm-hmm. fucking amazing because
yeah.
you get like swept up in all this shit
mm-hmm.
and you get
especially in the beginning when he's always got those like fucking like tracking shots like
oh yeah
and, like it's just fucking everything's coming from yeah. one direction.
And then Punch Drunk, you have all this beautiful shit happening, and then all of a sudden it's like right back with that car crash and
yeah.
fucking him. Oh, dude, that movie's so good.
It's a good movie.
If anyone's ever seen, here's Adam Sandler's shit has been awful in
mm-hmm.
lately,
yeah.
but the dude is fucking. It's the Mirowitz stories though.
Yeah,
he was
great
in that.
I love that.
But
yeah.
holy shit, Punch Drunk, he's so good in it. It's yeah. just. It's so good.
Top of the game.
And then then he did Punch I Heart Drunk Huckabee's same year as Eternal Sunshine. Then he did The Breakup. And this
yeah.
is when it gets weird. He's just starting to do... I think then he just does a bunch... Oh, no, he doesn't. Because then he does Synecdoche, New York.
Yeah, I like that one. I got to rewatch that.
Step Brothers. He did
yeah.
that. Then he did The Other Guys. It seems like when someone uses him, they're like, yep, like
yeah.
bring him back. Then he did The Future. Which is the girl who did like Me, You, and Everyone We Know, Miranda July.
Oh, I've never seen that one. So. Yeah.
I don't think I ever saw The Future, but I saw Me and You and Everyone We Know.
Yeah.
And then he did Paranorman, that stop motion claymation one, which was fucking cool.
It sounds like he does some like really artsy shit, and then he's I'll just do
comedy and shit. And then he
I'll
did
get
this
a paycheck.
He did This Is 40.
Oh,
yeah. And then he did Delivery Man.
I don't even know what that is.
With Vince Vaughn, the one not Swedish, but I can't remember what it was. But then he did You Gotta Move, which is something with Reggie Watts.
Oh.
So then apparently they worked together. And then he did The Gambler with Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
And then he did Trainwreck. Woof. And then he did John Mulaney, The Comeback Kid.
Hey, everybody. I'm a stupid moron with an ugly face and a big butt, and my butt smells, and I like to kiss my own butt.
That's from Schumer's new special.
Yeah.
She's been smoking a lot of cigarettes.
That's her closer.
It's a
nice closer to meet you.
Hey, everybody.
I just love this.
Hey, everybody.
I love the start of that so much.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, and then after that, he did a movie called Wilson, and then Lady Bird.
Oh, he did Lady Bird?
He did Lady Bird. So the boy stays busy, composing. So John Brian or Brian.
Keep composing, posing, posing, posing. What? Keep posing, 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 posing.
Now I know y'all be loving my shit right here. I fucking suck on my dick and rears.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because if you don't care, then we don't care. One, two, okay.
That's, I like it.
I
like it. I want to keep going.
I was trying to think of like ways to fuck it up, but I was like, I just know the actual lyrics.
I'm into it.
I think I had that CD.
Just tell me what you want me to fuck.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of that.
Tell me what you want to fuck.
Tell me what you want to fuck you, but won't.
Because
I think it's time for.
Uh-oh.
It's time for a little bit of...
Uh-oh, here we go.
I need something.
What year is it? I don't know anymore. We need... Oh, fuck, I don't know, I can't...
you're good.
A beat?
Yeah, just something.
Beat.
My neck and my back!
That was... didn't help.
My neck and my back. You won't fuck me in my crack.
Uh-uh.
My nuts and my butts won't do nothing for your stuff.
Yeah. So don't fuck it now. You won't fuck it good. You will never get on this pussy or this hood. Cause I fucking hate my wife and that's not the song anymore.
I like it. I like that. Let's
Cleese.
Cleef. Queef.
Cleef, yeah.
Well, I don't know. 100,000 pounds?
Close enough.
That's just what happened there, yeah.
Exactly.
My ass.
But wouldn't fuck me, they.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Fuck me.
Fuck me who?
Wouldn't fuck you. Who?
Good. Great. Grand. Wonderful. No yelling on the bot.
He's got the screech. Oh, no.
He died 20 years ago today. So
well,
sad.
20 years ago, 2.5 weeks ago.
Oh, that's true. You're right. I'm sorry. It's actually, what day is it? It's the 27th.
It's actually the last podcast of the year.
Oh, yeah, y'all. Motherfuckers.
This is the last podcast of the rear, and I'll tell you.
I'm kicking my ass, do you mind?
And Casey, I think Casey has something to say.
Come harder just because.
Ooh, whoa, that like jazzed me up a little bit. Seriously, it just gave me a little jolt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm coming harder just because it's the end of the year, baby.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
I like it.
Oh, God. All right, you guys, we're going to make it a...
It's going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah. So this first lady, her name is... Oh, I can't pronounce this last name. I'm going to fuck it up so bad. I'm going to go with Carly Sorrentino.
Okay.
I don't know. She was in...
I'm going to go
with... Yeah.
All right,
she was in that that Easy show we were watching. She plays the escort.
Oh, okay.
The blonde lady.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
So she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I stared at her ass like I was lining up a shot in pool.
Oh,
like, remember, like, that's what the guy pretty much does.
He's
just like, I can't fuck you, but like, we can, like, I can, like, we can jerk off to each
live
other.
Porn.
Yeah, and then he's just like staring at her ass, like he's just like
eye to brown eye.
Yeah, he's like, it's a fucking, like, she's having a submarine or something. He's trying to, you know.
Wait, what, a submarine? Oh, the things that
come
up?
Yeah, like he's checking the surface for. Oh, is my wife up there?
For jizz.
Yeah.
Bloop, 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 bloop. Yeah. I was going to say it's like a staring contest.
Oh, there you go, brown eye.
The brown eye never blinks.
I spy.
It just stinks.
With my brown eye.
Yeah. I spy with my brown eye.
Yeah.
Something that is dick-shaped.
Yeah, she wouldn't have sex with me, though. It sucks.
It's unfortunate.
Not even if my dick was on easy instead of hard, you know. No, I was like, pretty much, yeah.
My dick was on easy and not hard.
Yeah.
One would want to fuck that.
I know. Well, it's the opposite of a video game is what I was going for.
No, I got you. I got.
Just tell me what you want me to fuck.
Just tell me what you want to fuck.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So that's a lady.
Okay. Well, here we go. I've got Numi Rapas, which I found out that's how you say her name.
Doomy Papa. What?
Doomy Papa.
Great.
You stole my first one. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Not even if she said, do me papa.
That's what it sounded like.
Her name, she's in the girl with the dragon tattoos, the first ones, the Swedish ones.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And she's in like The Drop, which is a fucking awesome movie. I think it was one of James Gandolfini's last ones. It's got Tom Hardy in it. Really good. You haven't seen it yet, have you?
No.
We got to watch that. It's really fucking good. She was just in a movie called Whatever Happened to Monday.
Oh, yeah, I got to watch that.
The director of Dead Snow, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Did that? It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Well, not, I don't know, really is heavy, I guess, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Yeah, sure.
I like her a lot. She was in like a Sherlock Holmes and what else was she in? She was in some other stuff too.
I'll tell you what you weren't in, her vagina.
Well, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I didn't get in there.
Here we go.
I also looked up her name on YouTube. I looked it up, like the pronunciation.
Oh, yeah.
It's spelled, for you, those of you out there, it's spelled N-O-O-M-I. Oh, yeah.
She's like Swedish, right?
Yeah, R A P A C E. So I always thought it was like, what?
Nothing.
Okay,
let's just move on.
So I always thought it was like Noemi Rapace, but it's Numi Rapas.
Interesting.
Numi Rapas.
Mm.
And Numi Rapas wouldn't fuck me. Mm-hmm. Not even if I was a new me with better rah-rah parts.
Oh,
it's pots.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
Rah-rah pots, like.
Uh-huh.
David Tell, like, rah-rah
like,
juice.
Yeah, like you're from Boston. The rah-rah pots.
Rah-rah pots.
Yeah, I like
the rah-rah pots.
Yeah.
New me, rah-rah pots. I just did like Irish and then
yeah. Oh, that, then I mean, they're all Irish
all
right there.
But if I had a better body and nuts.
Yeah, you got real ugly nuts, apparently. Yes.
Oh, I wish I had that.
I'll give you the old smoochy smoke, kissy wissy.
I wish I had the Billy Madison. Did you see that guy's balls?
Yeah. Yeah, weird.
They were weird looking. Yeah. That would have been good.
Yeah.
All right. Numi Rapas. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if she was the girl with the lower back tattoo.
Oh.
Fuck me. Now I just remembered why I fucking... Yeah. Why that sounded like someone had already done it is because fucking eat my ass. All right. Fucking undo that one. Shit. Oh,
I got one.
I'm so upset. Say it. God damn it.
It's okay. There we go. You gave her the old James Gandalf weenie.
Ooh, alright. Yeah. I like that. Changing the fucking subject, thank God. I was like, why the fuck does that sound so fucking familiar, but it doesn't at the same time.
Do you ever watch The Sopranos?
No.
I watched like 3 seasons, and I gotta get back into it, but one of the characters is called, I think he's called like Big Pussy or something like that. But there's this great scene
go ahead.
There's this really funny scene where like Tony's talking to his therapist, and he's just like, yeah, then fucking pussy's like doing this and that. And then he's like, and then she's like, what? He's like, pussy. And she's like, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? We're fucking talking about pussy here. That's all we fucking talk about. We fucking talk about pussy. And just, it's such a funny back and forth just because he's just like,
what? What? Yeah.
Pussy? She's like, who the fuck is pussy? And he's like, fucking who's pussy, man? All we do is talk about pussy. It's hilarious.
Is that the reference in It's Always Sunny where they call him Pussy Hands?
Maybe.
Because he's like, I got hands, like I got reflexes like a cat. And they're like, we'll call you pussy hands. And he's like, well, no, maybe not that. And he's like, yeah, no, pussy hands is perfect. And then one of them goes, he does have lovely hands, though.
Sure.
It's funny. I don't know. Maybe that was a reference. I'll conform. To that. I don't know.
Yeah. I got a reference for you.
Jerry, enjoy my wife.
All right, Noomi Rapace. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was the guy who licked the horny's chest.
Oh, yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, buddy.
Noomi Rapace, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if she was the girl who laid for hire.
Oh, I got it. Oh, played with fire. Okay, I got one.
I did all three.
I got one.
Technically, I did two because a fucking other one was done by a fat shithead.
What if she was the girl with the dragon fapped?
Oh, okay.
Like,
I don't like that.
Like a cum stain is a fap too.
I was trying to think of. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's what I was going.
It's
for.
It's like henna.
Yeah. Because you know, it's there as long as you want it to
you
be.
You leave it there long enough, and it stains you.
I just got a henna tattoo that said forever.
I was trying to think of one, and I thought that, and I was like, that's a fuck.
Oh, that's fine, buddy.
Shit,
it happens.
Sucker. I don't like it.
No. You know what? And honestly, she probably wasn't the first person to come up with that. So you know.
All right. It's
it was
your
actually.
Turn again.
You know who came up with it though?
Oh, I'm sorry. Because you're black?
Yeah. Was it?
Who actually came up with it? It was actually... God damn it. I was trying to think of a Vine star, and I can't think of his name. I'm sorry.
Batchman.
Oh, fat bitch!
Oh, the Batch King?
You fat bitch!
King fat bitch!
Yeah.
Batch.
Yeah.
Whatever.
King Batch. Whatever. Anyways, I'm
good.
Your
turn, homeboy. I'm going to think of a better one. Girl with a dragon
tattoo. This next lady... Kirstie Clemons, she's also an easy.
Mm-hmm.
She's great. She wouldn't fuck me.
Well, who is she?
I don't think we watched that episode.
Okay.
She's
she in anything else?
She's in the Flatliners remake. She's in Dope. She's the girl in Dope.
Oh, ooh, yeah, yes. Yeah. She's
super
she's
cute.
Blowing up right now.
Yeah. But she's also
she's a lesbian in Dope, right?
Yeah. I think she's like bisexual in real life. She's also in a movie that I'm going to use for my wouldn't fuck me.
Gotcha.
So, it'll make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But, Kirstie Clemons wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was the only living boy in New York with a big ass dick.
Yeah. Just a regular ass dude.
Yeah. She's in a movie called With a Big Ass Dick.
Oh, all right. I'm going to see that.
Yeah. No, apparently she's in a movie called The Only Living Boy in New York. And I've seen that movie on... Like, somebody put together, like, the worst movies of the year, and that movie's been on quite a few of
it's
them.
It's already been out?
Yeah. It came out this year, and it's been on, like, the worst movies of the year list.
Oh, boy.
Multiple ones.
Well, so, I bet it wouldn't have been if...
It's no good.
If you were...
Yeah.
If you were the only boy in New York.
Yeah.
If it was you.
If it was me? Oh, it'd be fucking, you know... Yeah, it'd still be shit. You're right. I suck.
It was me!
You just fucking lip synced it.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You just went, it's me.
Oh, no, I didn't. No,
yeah,
I
you
didn't.
Did. When I pushed it, your fucking lips went, it was me.
Mm-mm. And went,
that's so stinky fart.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Queen. Queen Beehole.
Queen Beehole. All right. Last one here. Kate Winslet.
Mm.
Kate Winslet, she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I taught her how to spit.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
I know what that's
from. You get
from.
It?
Yeah, I do.
It's from that movie Swallowers Down Under.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, that fucking, yeah.
It's from that movie Spitters or Quitters, 69. Kate Winslet, she wouldn't fuck me. Oh, go ahead.
No, nothing.
No, go
I
for
got
it.
Nothing.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Come on.
I can't think of a lot of movies she's in.
Okay.
Other than
The Reader?
Yeah.
She's
Eternal
in The Reader.
Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, she's definitely in that movie. is she in The Road to Perdition? Or is that a different one?
Not Road to Perdition.
No,
she's
the
in,
other one with Leo, right?
Well, Leo's not in The Road to Perdition.
No, that's the one with Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
She's in The Revolutionary Road.
The Revolutionary
right?
Road. Yep.
Road. Yeah.
Michael Shannon's in that too.
Yeah.
As her brother, I think. He's wild.
You don't think of him.
Jizz.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. Made eye contact with me the whole time he pushed that button. I like that.
I like going with the shuffle.
I like
That's not even looking.
I like it.
I like it. Yeah. No, Michael Shannon is the fucking tits,
dude, he's
man.
So good. All right. Not too long on this.
Yeah,
or,
sorry.
Or maybe after I get done with this, but fucking Shape of Water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah.
So good. Mm-hmm. Kate Winslet, she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I drew her like one of my French girls.
Oh, nice.
Wearing jizz.
Oh.
Wearing only jizz.
Yeah.
She wouldn't fuck me.
Uh-huh.
Not even if.
Give it to me.
I owned.
Uh-oh.
A boat ticket.
Oh, nice.
Hey. Yeah.
Did you just win it?
Yes, I did, baby. That's all there is to it. But to do it.
Hey, girl, give me that pussy.
He just posted something on Instagram for the first time in like 2 years.
Oh, I've never. He's got an Instagram?
I didn't know either. It came up in my weird Finder thing.
Hey, girl, give me that pussy. I'll see you later, dickhead.
Yeah.
I was pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I like that guy. I'll give him a follow.
Yeah, who is Maxwell?
Who is Maxwell?
Funny
right.
Dude. But speaking yeah, check out Shape of Water, you guys.
Yeah, that's a good ass movie, dude.
Good shit.
I loved it.
Speaking of funny dudes.
Hey, girl, give me that pussy.
Right back to it. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah. You want to get into the next segment?
Yeah. In your bra.
You want me to start it off?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So here it's time for Joke of the Gay. Oh, joke of the gay, you guys.
Bruh.
Everyone's disappointed. Yeah, even myself.
Yeah, we keep saying we're going to get a new name, but we just haven't yet. So.
I haven't thought of one yet. I thought one would maybe come to us, but it hasn't.
It
not
will.
A lot comes to us or on us or with us.
Yeah.
It's not fair. But I had a bit, I think, I came up with an idea when you and Ortega came to visit for the first time when I was out here in the first like year or so.
No, it's not like horse.
And we were
not
playing,
at all.
We were playing basketball. But I was thinking about like psychics.
Uh-huh.
And there's so many psychics out in California.
Yeah.
And
too many.
Yeah, too many. And I think I went on a rant that I wish I would have written more down.
Uh-huh.
But the jizz of it is, I wouldn't trust a psychic unless they had something wrong with them.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't, if I went to a psychic and they had like a great Better Business Bureau rating or a great Yelp review or something, I wouldn't trust it.
Mm.
I just don't trust it. But if I went and they looked fine, everything was fine, like that nothing was wrong with them, I just don't trust that.
Yeah.
I feel like in order to have third eye.
Yeah. You don't want John Hamm giving you your fortune.
No.
Oh, it's all going to be great. Yeah, for you,
yeah,
Johnny.
Yeah, for you, you fucking, you got the, you, it doesn't matter what mirror you look in. They're all magic mirrors.
Yeah.
That Michael Jackson song was written about John Hamm.
Oh, I believe it.
I'm jerking off to the man in the mirror. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. John Hamm.
I'm asking him to change my pants because I can't in them.
Ooh, yeah, just squirted madman. But, yeah, so the whole idea is just like and clearly I haven't written it out enough, but I want to play with it.
Ooh,
you know? I call it my balls because I want to. All right,
you want to play with them?
Ooh, doggy, I'm shit.
Wow.
Something along those lines where I'm like, I wouldn't trust the psychic unless something was wrong with them. Like, I would trust the psychic. You go in and they have like a wonky eye.
Yeah.
And they're just staring at you, or like one is like whited out, or they come to welcome you in and they have like a weird limp. It's like, I would trust Tiny Tim Allen to give me my fortune quicker than normals.
Whew.
You know?
You better wake his ass up because he ain't going to live tomorrow.
So the whole bit was about that. Like, I just want to find like a weird. A wonky psychic, pretty much.
I like that.
I would trust the third eye because I just don't trust somebody being blessed with
all five sentences.
Every
senses,
not even senses. Past that, and like a good person. I would trust someone who's an asshole.
Okay.
Quicker, where if someone was like, "Get just fucking come in, let me do your fucking your fucking fortune, you stupid asshole," and I'm like, "Jesus Christ, like, all right, cool, this guy knows what he's doing." Like. It can't be like a normal
bit.
It can't be a normal person.
I'm into that.
I don't trust like a normal psychic.
Okay.
Like there's a movie called The Gift.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Raimi did. It's pretty cool. Pretty
Sam
cool flick.
Raimi.
But she's like way too nice.
Yeah.
I think the only like negative. I guess her parents died or something, and like
Boo-hoo.
Her husband left her, died or something.
Who cares?
Some shit. But I need like wonky eye. I trust the wonky eye, like dead white, the like white wonky eye.
Yeah.
Or you know, like I would Glass trust. Eye. I trust like a retard psychic.
Ooh, okay.
You know, because the third chromosome to match that third eye.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's all I have on that bit so far.
It's going places. It's going places in the short bus.
Yeah, you don't need a fortune teller to tell you that that bit is going places. But yeah, that's the jizz of it.
Yeah. We're talking about. I have a Titanic bit, but it's too long, and it's gonna. I'll tell you off, Mike.
Oh, I thought you were gonna do like a joke in that.
What?
Where you're gonna be like? I thought you were doing a joke about, you know, when people do the jokes about. I had a Titanic bit, but it's too long, and then it dies at the end.
Oh no,
or
no,
something
no,
like that.
No,
I thought you were. No. I thought you were doing that for a minute.
No, I have a story about that. I like remember this today, and I was like, oh, actually I got to work on that because I think it's pretty funny, but it's too long. So. A shorter bit. I don't know if this will ever be anything.
You can do a long bit if you want.
No, it's too long. Trust me. Because there's a lot of parts to it.
Is it as long as the movie?
Pretty
that
damn
joke,
close.
That joke comes on two VHS cassettes.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. We have them. Yeah. I don't know if this will ever be anything. I tried to play with it once, but it didn't really do anything. But there's this one time I was at Stell's with Pike, and there's this guy on the dance floor, and he had a neck brace. And people were just eating it up.
Yep.
And I was amazed at like just women were like flocking to him. And like at first I was like, maybe they're just like starting like conversation, like, you know, they're just like asking questions about his injuries or whatever. But then he just kept taking it off and like letting them try it on.
What?
And I was like, okay.
Oh, you're breaking the grift.
Yeah, I was like, either it's not very serious or this is a prop. And also like just like the confidence to like I don't know, it's
wear
it's
a neck brace.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
I guess you don't need confidence if you need it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just like, yeah, just like a look at me, like a fucking thing. Like
it's like a parrot on your shoulder.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's already hard to like approach women and like start a conversation, but I feel like what would you say?
He already broke that down. Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
interrupting.
Oh,
that's
no, no,
joke.
No, yeah,
sorry.
No, no, yeah. Like he already like he took all the easy work out, but I was just like. Like that point where you're like the girl's trying on the neck brace, be like, hey, like, what would you say? Like, what do you want to, like, you want to know what it feels like to have a broken neck or something? Yeah. Like, something like that. Like, it's just fucking like, I feel like to get from like to what you have an object and it's serving its purpose. Like, how do you get to that next step to like sound like, you
I
know,
can give
like,
you dick lash?
Yeah, I can, like, oh. I got something to hold. I don't know. Like it was just so. It was
what
just
you
so
say
fucking...
after the open. Well, yeah, because he's broken the icebreaker.
Yeah,
the neck breaker.
Yeah, and then
what do you say after that?
Yeah, because like I mean, I feel like just like if you approach him, it's just me like a casual like oh like well not a casual thing, just be like a friendly like oh what the fuck's going on here? But then he's like trying to like you know going he's putting the moves on him.
Uh huh.
And then I feel
puts
like
it on.
You've committed to the bit, so you have to stick with it.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's no way around it that's not fucking creepy.
Oh, yeah.
So like, yeah, just...
Like, she tries it on.
Yeah,
and then like, you're like, look, now I can't choke you to death.
Yeah. Yeah. That thing's like a fucking marshmallow around your neck, yeah.
Now you can finally deep throat her.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know. I was just like, that fucking... He was like a fake Frankenstein.
Here's the thing.
Frankenstein. Yeah.
There's a thing on Curb where he talks about how there's only two ways that you can hurt your neck.
Mm.
And it's from a car accident or eating pussy.
Oh.
He's
that's
like,
not where I thought I was going.
Yeah, that's it. And he's like, you can hurt your neck from two things. And he's like,
eating
car
pussy.
Accident or eating pussy. And so maybe that was it. Maybe they were like, ooh, doggy.
Yeah.
Somebody sat on that face hard.
Yeah.
Gave him a little whip gash.
Whip Yeah.
Oh, man. I was hoping something would come.
I liked it. And they were like, yeah. He's like, hey, need to break me back in when I'm fucking when I'm ready. I'm like a baseball mitt, you know? Tie some rubber bands around me and put me under your pillow.
They use me like a vegetable.
Yeah, use me like a vegetable. Yeah. Yeah. I was just like, me and my buddy are two able-bodied people. And we could not get any women to talk to us right now. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
I hated that guy so much. See, he legit had like four women around him.
Well, and what an asshole, because he's
selfish.
Takes it off, too.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Let me wear it. Yeah, you're letting them wear it. Let me wear it for, you got four already.
Yeah.
Let me wear it.
It was the worst. Yeah, exactly. Come on, buddy.
Share the wealth.
Pass it around.
just a bunch of guys pass it around.
I just come up like with with a belt. Ah, time's up.
Yeah, he's walking out with women on his arms, and then he just hands off the neck brace.
It's all yours, bro. Yeah,
Shaka, baby.
Yeah, I feel like I had something else on there, but I forgot what it was.
I like that.
I don't know.
Whipgash. Please use that. Work that in somewhere.
Whipgash. Yeah, that was good. Please. This wasn't part of the joke, but you said from a car accident or eating pussy.
Mm-hmm.
So Bradley, one of the first things I ever saw Bradley Cooper in was he was on Nip Tuck for a bit.
Was he?
And he.
I used to watch that a lot.
He broke his neck.
Oh.
And like he comes in and he's like, yeah, you know, I was like going like 80 down Sunset and I hit a patch of ice and just fucking like slid and like, you know, real bad car accident. And
patch
like,
of ice.
Yeah, they're like, a patch of ice on Sunset. And he's like, all right, I was trying to suck my own dick.
Oh, so there's three.
So that's
there's
what I thought. Ways. I thought it was going to be an accident or I was trying to suck my own dick.
Well, because I will also say, while watching that, I did have a conversation with my ex and I was like, there's more ways to break your neck. Like,
I've thought
it's just fun. I mean, you could land on your head.
Jaw, definitely.
Yeah.
With the pussy.
Lock jaw.
Yeah. Well, and like if they're on your face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You need a mouth guard sometimes, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to eat some pussy today.
Put my tongue in, coach.
Yeah.
It's been on my teeth bench all year.
And then you're like, turn around, girl. Put me rim, coach.
Put me rim, coach.
Rim jobs.
I don't need ass.
Oh yeah.
But hey, you go for it. I'll sit on the bench for that one.
Exactly.
I'll tag team.
Tag team up again. All right.
I'm not a fan of tag teaming. I don't want that to seem like I was saying in that way. It just
I know. I'm trying to get Kuban to tag team with me.
It won't happen.
It's kidding. I'm joking.
Yeah. It won't happen. All right.
Yeah, I'm not into it either. Mom,
I'm not into tag teaming, okay? Yeah, so we can still keep playing tag. It won't be weird.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. On that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break with 30 seconds of Pizza Head.
Oh.
Now it's time for the Pizza Head Show.
Hey, everybody. Today we're going to learn how Pizza Hut makes their famous crust. Yay!
That's right, Pizza Head. And here's your friend Chef Steve to explain.
Oh, hi, Chef.
Second,
he's not a chef.
Sure he is. He just wants to show you how they make thin and crispy pizza. Of course, there's Bigfoot pizza.
Excuse me.
Or my favorite.
I'm falling here.
Pan pizza.
Hey, that's hot. Oh, boy. Hey, woo.
Well, that's all for today, kids. See you next time.
Oh, boy, that's hot. Woo, wee, ooh. No.
Yeah, that's exactly Mr. Bill.
That's pretty much exactly Mr. Bill, yeah.
Think you like stuff crust, Mr. Bill?
I bet he stuff does.
Crust? I mean, who isn't? Losers, that's who.
Oh, I hate to hear stuff like that.
I hear you, Tim. Oh, someone doesn't like stuff crust.
Oh, shit. wrong episode.
That's fine. Oh, I'm going to fucking kill you, Tiny Tim Allen.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to the OC, bitch.
Speaking of high-pitched.
Yeah.
High-pitched voices.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Going from Mr. Bill to Tiny Tim Allen. We got some new squeakles for
Tiny
you.
Tiny Tim Alvin.
Ooh. Oh, I like that.
Alvin.
And the Shipmunks.
Oh, Shipmunks. They just never wear their robes.
I was going for the Shipmunks, but I said shit.
Oh.
I don't know why I was going.
I went.
Because I feel like they have one of the squeakles is about like shipwrecked. God damn. Oh, who cares? Okay. I hope I die of AIDS. All right. It's going to happen soon.
I mean, it will.
Yeah. You're right.
I'm HIV positive. I was thinking when you said shit monks, I was thinking of like a monk who just wasn't good at being a monk.
Yeah.
So he's like, he didn't shave his head.
Yeah.
And he just never wears the robes. He just wears a bathrobe. It's pretty much just like the dude.
These tigers hate me. There's some
We're
monks,
all supposed to wear orange, you asshole.
There's some monks that like have like pet tigers that like...
Damn.
That like live in the wilderness and then like come in, like the tigers come up whenever and they're just like, oh, yeah, this is my
spirit
tiger.
Animal.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like that zen or in tune with the universe.
Like chipmunks don't light themselves on fire. They just sit in Indian style and eat flaming hot Cheetos. Yeah.
It's probably
in front of tanks.
It's probably John C. Riley from fucking Anchor Management.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sit in front of army tanks.
Eating flaming hot Cheetos.
Yeah. Like, I can't light myself on fire, but I'll light my ass on fire.
Ooh, spicy. Yeah. It's spicy. Ah.
It's spicy.
You guys don't want to be here when it comes out the other end, I'll tell you that. Turn your tanks around.
Yeah.
All right,
speaking
you guys,
of turning tanks around.
I'll suck as many dicks as a...
we got as many dicks as movies, new movies. Squeakles. Yes. We got some squeakles for you guys. You might have not seen and be in theaters soon. We don't know. Some of them happen. Some of them may happen.
They need to.
You know? You want to start or do you want to fart?
I'll start.
All right.
This first one
is... Oh, my God. That's so stupid.
Yeah, I got some... mine are fucking done.
All right.
I got one called Are We Share Yet?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Do you believe?
Oh, is that the
In love
subtitle?
After a Ice Cube movie? Yeah. Are We Share Yet?
Are We Share Yet?
Yeah.
And it's just, it's like the stepping stone to cloning.
Yeah.
A scientist gets almost all the way there, but... Instead of being able
he's
to
gay.
Clone, but he's gay.
Yeah,
that dude is gay.
instead of being able to clone people, all he's getting is shares.
Yeah,
but they're all retarded.
Yeah, obviously.
And so the goal of the whole movie is to get to the actual share.
Yeah,
you know, and then they realize that. You know, if we're going to make a share, we're going to make a shitload of money.
A
shitload of mummy movies
and
afterwards.
Brendan Fraser comes in at the end. He's like, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Do you know any other share songs? I'm trying to think.
Do you believe?
Is that any more?
If I could turn back time.
Oh, there you go.
I could find a way.
That was actually the scientist's motivation.
Yeah.
In cloning.
Yeah.
Is the problem is he played that too loud when he was coming up with actual cloning, and so if you play that too loud, he brought his boombox in the cloning machine with him. It's kind of like The Fly, but he brought the boombox in playing If We Could Turn Back Time, and then instead of it cloning himself, it was Cher.
Yeah,
Cher the load.
And are we share yet?
Are we share yet?
Pretty much.
Oh, there we go. I like that. Oh, no.
Dusty old queef.
That's so stinky fart.
All right. So this next one is called ET2 Extra Extra Terrestrial. It's E.T., but it's from the news point of view. It's a guy at the National Enquirer. And,
extra real.
Extra, extra like terrestrial. it's the dumbest fucking thing.
Extra, extra, read all about it. I like it.
Extra, extra, rear, all about it. Okay.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one is just from the news point of view.
Yeah.
It's from one little newsboy.
Yeah. And he hated that
alien. Yeah. Extra, extra, extra terrestrial. He's like, how many fucking times do I have to say extra? I'm sick of it.
I like it, buddy. This next one is it's called My Son, What Have Ye Gitter Done?
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I still have never seen that movie.
Yeah. Well,
the prequel.
Yeah. It's based off a Werner Herzog movie. It's got Michael Shannon in it. I've never seen it either, but yeah. Larry the Cable Guy shows up and he starts a cult and, you know, everyone kills himself and he's like, what have I get her done? No, they don't kill him. And then he rips everyone's sleeves off.
Oh, my God.
In a very cathartic...
What have I get her done? Oh, my God. I fucking love that so much.
Yeah.
I want to do terrible things out just so I could say that afterwards.
What have I get her done?
Oh my god, that's so fucking good. Oh shit. Okay. All right. This
be
night-
with the pigman. Being with Starry Pigman down in New Guinea. Amen.
Oh, and then he rips everyone's sleeves off.
Yeah. It's very cathartic.
Oh, I like it.
And cafart dick.
I will suck your fucking dick. I will let you fuck me.
All right. This one is, holy shit. This one's called Chicken Run 2.
Oh.
The voicemail.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yep. And it's a really aggressive animation. It's really weird claymation where the main chicken leaves a voicemail for his chicklet.
Oh.
Or what are tiny chickens called? Chicks.
Chicks.
Right? Leaves a message for his chick.
Yeah.
And oh boy, does it chicken finger his ears.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Is it a fucking popcorn chicken eating movie? Oh my god. You will
kill yourself.
It's no yolk, yeah. You guys. It's no yolk.
It's no yolk.
You'll like be it. Grabbing your breasts out of sheer what have I get her done? All right, go ahead. Oh god, I love that so much.
This next one is it's a Twin Tower heist.
Oh boy. Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I knew his shit was around that area, but I didn't know which one I was gonna get.
That's the amount of time we need to spend on that one.
Oh my god, yeah. One tower named the other one named
Oh. They both go down.
Uh-oh.
Oh no. What have I get her done? Oh my god. Oh fuck.
I hate my wife.
Oh my god.
Him and her got it on.
Fuck.
Holy shit. Oh, I'm loving this.
Oh, it's so stupid.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh. Oh. None of my other ones are good at all. Oh god,
I got 11 to go. 11, wait, 10 or 11,
9 down, 11 to go. Okay,
you think that's what they said?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh, 9 down, 11 to go, folks.
No, wait, no. Oh, my fucking stomach hurts.
Yeah.
Holy shit, do another one because okay. I don't have very many.
Dead kiddie pool. It sounds bad, but it's not.
Well, how's kiddie spelled? That's my question.
Well, kiddie pool's a thing.
Right.
Dead. Because you think it's going to be dead kids. No, it's.
No, I thought it was going to be kittens.
Oh, no. Fuck. Dead no. Kiddie pool. No, I'd rather kill children over animals.
Yeah, me too.
I'll say that forever.
That's what I was worried about.
I remember one time, freshman year of college,
oh,
I had a roommate that was a pretty big bro. Oh. And
I can't get it out of my head.
What am I kidding?
I keep seeing shit in my head.
He takes his hat off.
Oh my god.
He's like, what have I get her done?
I just had this weird vision of Osama bin Laden looking at a camera and going, what have I get her done? Oh my god. Okay. All right, I got to wipe that slate clean.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Oh my god. Holy shit. Oh, my fucking stomach hurts so bad.
I will suck your dick. I will suck your fucking dick. I will do it.
Oh, my head hurts.
Long, long time.
All right.
I hope other people are laughing too.
Repeat the last one.
Dead kitty pool. It sounds right. Bad, but it's not. Right. But yeah. Oh, I was gonna say I had a roommate, Fresh in Your Head, who's like a pretty big bro, and he would always have his buddies over. And one time, we were watching TV, and one of those like Sarah McLachlan commercials came on, and he goes, "Man, fuck that shit. I would fucking kill somebody before I let a fucking dog die." And I was like, I agree with this guy. Right. But he was just like this jacked up dude. He's like, that's fucking horse shit.
Oh.
He was so mad, but it was
that's a funny reaction, though, because it could be, yeah. When you first said it, I thought it was like, fuck Sarah McLachlan. Like, fuck this commercial. But yeah. It's like, he was on their side.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, put those, get some more.
Save them.
Yeah, put some more stuff in those arms of the angels. But,
my God. Fill those arms with puppies.
The big gangrene.
Ooh,
yeah! You still got to kiss a goat at the end.
That's how you got it in the first place.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a Tarantino movie. It starts with somebody kissing, that everyone has gangrene, and then it ends with them kissing a goat. Mm. Wait, what is it? It starts with the end. Whatever. Yeah. I'm an idiot.
No, I mean, I think there's a goat in every Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
Kill Bill.
I got a okay.
Kill Billy goat. God damn it. Fuck off and kill my wife.
Raise the roof.
Wake up, sisters. There's no such thing as a weaker sex.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
Oh my God. All right.
I got one going here.
Okay, it's called Black Swan 2.
Uh-oh.
Trib down Mammary Lane.
Trib?
Trib. Have you ever heard of tribidism?
Trepidism?
Tribidism.
No.
It's another...
I know trepidation.
It's another word for scissoring.
Oh.
Tribidism.
Trib?
Tribidism. Tribbing. Trib okay. Drift.
It's like, you know? Trill, but not that. It's
not that.
Trib.
It's trib.
Yeah.
Trib down Mammary Lane.
There you go.
And this whole one, they just...
I've never heard of
ballet
that.
Ballet scissor. Tribidism. Ooh. Yep.
Nice.
I'm going to look it up again just to make sure, but I'm pretty sure.
No, I believe you. Fucking Keurig's turning... men and the ballerinas. You want me to go in the meantime?
Yes, please. I'm gonna try to find this.
This is a sequel to The Animal, starring Rob Schneider. Called The Danimal, where he's just yogurt.
Oh, he's just a sleeve of yogurt.
Yeah,
no, Danimals are, they come in cups too.
Yeah, he's a yogurt. And then I got
tribidism.
Okay.
Noun.
Ooh.
A lesbian practice in which one partner lies on top of the other and simulates the movements of the male in heterosexual intercourse. Tribidism.
Oh.
So it's not scissoring.
Yeah.
It's dry just humping.
Nice. Okay.
Except it could be wet humping.
Yeah. You know? I don't know if I have anything to say about it.
10 black swans, a tribbing.
Doo-dah.
Wait, what?
I don't know. That's what it's that's what it,
I was doing 12 was, Days of Christmas.
Oh, it kind of sounded like... Black down there and they sing this song.
What? Down, that's a, oh, down, down. I thought that was a totally different song. I thought you were doing Cotton Eye Joe for a minute.
Oh, no. Oh, well, I mean, those are some Cotton Eye Hoes with their pussies and their tampons.
Man.
Okay, we're going to cut that part
cotton,
out.
Cotton Pink Eye Hoes.
They got me. They got me. They got
there's that one.
They got me.
Oh,
the
shit.
Clown got me. Yeah. The clown got me.
We are going off the rails in all the right directions.
Yeah. This
just
is a
missing Auschwitz completely.
Hitting all the walls.
Oh, yes.
This is a alt-right sequel to Family Matters called All Family Matters. that's the dumb. That's fucking dumb.
I've seen people holding those signs up in protests.
Yeah.
All families matter.
Yeah.
All family lives matter.
Exactly. And then I got this is trash. Vanna Vagina Helsing.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Do you have any more?
Yeah, I have a couple, but they're real bad. Okay. Pretty Woman 2.
I got
My Wife. That's that. That's all.
I got, God damn it. Okay. I got, China Town.
Two,
yeah. You're right.
The prequel. That's him building
Merlin.
Chinatown. Yeah, Merlin.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That's a joke no one is at all going to get.
Joe Stahura will get it, and that's it.
Yeah, maybe some of the comics that we knew that are listening, maybe. Yeah. I dare you guys to get it. Please, I don't think so. Text us if you get it. And if you want to know, let us know and we'll let you know.
I have this awful part of my brain where I can just remember the worst jokes of all time.
Yeah, you do too.
I cannot erase it. And I wish I could.
Well, I can't erase the other version.
Oh, yeah?
The other version I can't erase. His first version of that joke?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, because
that's where it came from. Yeah. And then someone had to have been like, hey, you can't do that. Yeah, and then, so then he changed it with China, 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 China.
Yeah.
Oh.
So much better.
Yeah. Oh, completely.
Tim's in the back. Hey, I don't come to the Sunday Night Funnies for this.
I got maybe two more. I have like four left. But there's a couple that are awful.
That's fine.
I got a Black Hawk Downs the syndrome.
There you go.
That one's easy, yeah.
Nice. I got three left. Two of them are related, and then I got a pretty good ender.
Okay. Wait, how many did you say you have left?
Three, but two of them. I got two, pretty much.
Oh, you have two.
Well, I got three, but two of them are the same thing.
Okay, so one is the ender, so you have two. So wait, can you do one? I'll do one, you'll do one, I'll do one, and then you close.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. So I got I Shit Places Beyond the Pines. I like that one.
I like that too, yeah.
I like that one quite a bit.
Theo Vaughn Girl.
Yeah, ooh. Theo I like Vaughn that. Girl. I like that, yeah, there buddy. You go. Yeah, and also like... Bro.
All right, here's this one is terrible. Space Jam 2, Hentai Hysteria.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's Michael Jordan gets sucked through a golf hole again, but this time he doesn't end up in the Looney Tunes land.
No, he doesn't.
He
not.
Ends up in Hentai Universe, yeah, Pooniverse.
Pooniverse.
Oh boy, do things happen there.
Oh.
Does he teach them how to be a team?
To Dougie?
Oh, he teaches them how to fuggy.
Dougie. And Dougie.
Dougie.
You could have the pussy, just save me the how.
I got two guys, a girl, and I Shit Places, bro.
Oh, I like that. All right.
Pizza or all something. Right. I don't know.
here's this one is Harley and Me, Midlife Crisis.
I like that. That's like Wild Hogs 2, Harley and Me.
Uh-huh. It's close. Perfect. I did Wild Hogs 2, though, once.
Is there? I think there actually is a Wild Hogs 2.
I don't think there is. Oh, yeah, because I did Wild Hogs 3, Going Kosher.
Oh, that dude, we got to watch ones. Those. Have you seen them?
I've seen the first one a long time ago. We got to watch that.
Yeah, that's a onesie Friday right there. And
that's how his motorcycle starts.
There you go.
Run.
All right. Are you good? You got one more?
Yeah, because all I have is like...
All
right. That makes no sense.
No.
That one doesn't make sense, really.
I like that one.
That one's all right, too. Yeah. Those two are all right, but I'll save them.
Okay. You want me to end it?
Yes.
Okay. So I got... sorry, I got...
Jizz.
Yeah, jizz in my throat, but I got one. It's a... it's a... That's a lot of nut! Tea professor.
Oh! It's because he gets that fat in this one. He gets so fat. That's a lot of nut, Tea Professor.
Yeah, I fucked that up.
No, I like it.
That's a lot of nuts, Tea Professor. That's a lot of nutty, Professor. Yeah, whatever.
That movie is so awful.
I know.
Oh, Kung Pao was so awful.
I know. I can't believe how bad it was. Oh,
that line is the greatest part of the whole movie, though.
Let's try it with a setup. You go, can I get a pound of peanuts? And then we'll see if it works better.
Okay, yeah.
One, two, three.
Can I get a pound of peanuts?
That's a lot of nutty, Professor.
Wait, hold on.
No, I don't like
hold
that.
On. Can I get 69 pound? Wait. Can I get 6,969 pounds of Eddie Murphy?
That's a lot of nut, Tea Professor.
Yeah.
That works pretty well.
That's it right there. Right. Oh, shit.
I'll be fucked. Your asshole falls out.
I thought we saw the other soundboard up.
That's good.
Oh, okay, you guys. That was it for Squeakles.
Sierra's gonna come up and yell at us.
Keep eye out. No, she's just gonna say some shit like, "They're boys. Boys play.
They're boys. I tell them they're boys. They play.
They're boys. I tell my friends they are boys. Boys play. That is all. That is all. Buy me some Perrier.
Yeah. Right. Oh, you didn't get the right one.
My brother, he is stupid. He called ambulance for bleedy cock. All right, we're gonna take a quick commercial break with 60 seconds of Bud Light. Real men of genius.
Budweiser presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Really Bad Toupee Wearer.
Mr. Really Bad Toupee.
More than any neon sign or exploding scoreboard ever could, your chrome dome cover says, "Hey guys, look at me."
What could you be thinking?
You think it looks natural, but it couldn't look phonier if it had a chin strap.
I look at you.
Made of space-age fibers, it can repel anything. Rain, wind, snow, and especially young women.
I don't think so.
So crack open an ice-cold Budweiser, Mr. Stud in a Rug. Then crack open another for that thing on your head.
I don't think it's all straight.
Budweiser Light. Get your dick sucked.
Real man of penis.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I didn't even listen to that commercial at all. I was just trying to.
And that's the way the news goes.
There it is.
That's true.
I was thinking about replaying it because I said dumb shit when I came.
Oh, you want to?
Can do.
Yeah,
no, I'm good.
Do you want to?
No, I'm totally good.
Oh, that's fine.
All right.
Yeah, if we had tried to erase all the dumb shit we've ever said in this show, we wouldn't have a fucking... God damn it, Timmy!
He's back.
Ugh.
You toss him out, he comes right back. That's why his legs are always broken. He's got strong...
No one likes him.
Strong upper arms, though.
Draw my strong hand.
I got my strong arms.
God, I hate his ass. I am gonna...
I know. Look, we blew out this whole board.
Yeah, I got...
It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing, and everybody hates.
That's what I say at work every day.
Yeah, me too. That's how I say it. Right when I come. Every single time.
I don't know what I'm doing. Everyone hates me.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
right after that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It ended.
Oh, shit. I was going to do.
Yeah. 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 I don't know what I'm doing, and everybody hates.
Yeah. That's my bedtime ritual. Yeah.
That's your apology.
Yeah, that's my bedtime ritual right there.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys. All right, we're moving on to
and
a
then
bit.
You say,
oh, yes.
Now you will go to sleep, or I will put you to sleep.
Okay, now we got to do them all in a row again, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so it's like, this is my bedtime ritual. Uh-huh. It's like, it starts with a little,
Yeah.
Oh, you can hear the confidence.
Yeah.
You can hear the confidence.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing, and everybody hates me.
Oh, come on.
Now you will go to sleep, or I will put you to sleep.
It's good enough.
Oh, you're loco, man.
Yeah, and then I stay up all night.
Yep. And then I walk it off.
Where were you on that one, dipshit?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I say to my dick.
Yeah. My dick when it doesn't come.
Nope. Not
that. Oh, I'm hurt.
That's what I say.
Oh, I'm hurt.
God damn it, dick.
Oh, I'm hurt.
I want to yell that when I come.
Oh, I'm hurt.
If you want to come and make sure your partner doesn't,
yeah,
yell that when you finish.
And then I'm like, also, hey, dick, let's go in the corner for a second.
What's the matter with you, boy? You too stupid. Stupid to do what your coach tells you?
Yeah. Hell.
He's a fine oiled what did he say? He's like, he's a fine-tuned athletic machine.
Fine-tuned athletic machine.
I am not telling you to shoot up a school. Or what? Isn't that what he says?
Or speak for yourself, moron.
Yeah.
Afterwards, where he's like, he's a finely tuned athletic
but
machine.
He's a finely tuned athletic machine.
I am not telling you to shoot up a school.
He's something like that.
Something like, yeah.
I don't remember that
pretty,
part well enough.
Pretty haggard shit. I love it.
I like it.
Boink!
dead baby.
I cried like a 10-year-old girl.
Yeah. Keep going.
All right, you guys, we're going to move on here to a bit we haven't done in a while, a little segment called If You Had To.
Uh-oh.
In which we pick a scenario, sort of. Is that what it is? Something like that. I think.
Yeah, it's a little scenario-ish.
So if we had to do something, so we answer it, you know, is these aren't actual, you know, like these aren't things we think of. This is if we had to do it, you know,
yeah,
you guys, if we were forced to do it,
full
if
time.
You had to.
Yeah, we're just thinking.
I'm a little upset about a bad sexual episode I had last night.
That's all.
Yeah.
That was from like 2 minutes ago.
No, that was
it
supposed to be.
It would tied in perfectly. Yeah. Anyways.
You do,
but
do,
now
do,
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, these aren't things
that's
that like we want to do or we think about way too often. These are things that like it's for you. Like if we had to do it, we'd do it for
Look
you.
Look what you made me do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What have I get her done?
What have I get her done?
I can't get started on that again.
Yeah. Ooh, mama. Mama.
You're a pervert.
That worked pretty well.
Oh, yeah. God.
It's so good to just be like, I'm not even looking at the board. Oops.
You're pushing too hard. I told you that's last true, time. You got to go true. Gentle.
I don't go gentle.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because you're black?
That's why the board doesn't work.
God damn it.
Yeah, I know. You're too
hard. Oh, my God.
I think I spit
I like
on
it better.
It.
I like it better when you look me right in the eye. It's fun when you make eye contact and then you... Should we listen to the whole thing?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm still staring him right in the eyes.
Now you will go to sleep, or I will put you to sleep.
That's the best.
Nuh-uh. I called it first.
There you go.
That's when someone's like, I'm about to jizz, and then you go,
Nuh-uh. I called it first.
And you're like,
oh my God!
I'm coming.
Yeah. Like, you can't go first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because you're black?
Wow. Wow, buddy.
That's spoken like a true asshole.
Exactly.
Oh my God, we're the stupidest fucking assholes.
I know. And she's like, I want to come first, but I was like, listen,
you're in my world now, grandma. You're in my world now, grandma.
And she's like, but I made you a present. And I was like, listen,
I see no finger paint you bring home, they suck.
Oh my God.
And then the next day, you. I'm like, yeah, and then like 2 days later, I was like, listen.
Look, I don't know a lot of stuff about a lot of stuff, but there's no reason to call me a name like that.
Yeah. And then she's like,
fuck you, dickhead.
Yeah.
Oh my God, my fucking head. Yeah.
And then I'm like, listen, I don't want to call you back because...
I've had better.
Yeah. But then, you know, then we end up making up and I'm like, listen...
I wanna kiss you all over and over and again.
And then I hate myself the next day, and I'm like, God damn it.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Yeah. But I was like, listen, she just... But, like, it was so good because, you know... Come harder just because... She made me do it. Yeah. But then my subconscious is just like...
I disagree. Yeah.
But I was like, but listen, buddy, like, I was talking, I was like, I'm bragging to my buddy who hasn't had pussy in a while, and he's like,
good, great, grand, wonderful.
Yeah. I was like, you just don't get it, though.
No yelling in my Prius.
Yeah.
No bragging on my Prius.
But eventually we both just end up sitting alone at night and just screaming and yelling.
Oh, I'm hurt.
Yeah. So that's Valentine's Day.
Oh my God.
All right. Oh. That was too much.
Watch your mouth, sweetheart.
Oh, yeah. God.
That was probably too much.
Oh. I highly enjoyed it.
Oh, my God.
That's the perfect ending to that.
Yeah. All right. So let's get this thing going. It's
Holy
getting late.
Shit. About 3/4 of this episode is me laughing. Oh, my fucking face is killing me. All right.
Yeah, let's get going.
Throw up.
It's okay. So you want to, let's just do one of these, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If you had to, we're going to do, what was it? Oh, fuck, I lost it. Oh, it's the one you crossed out.
Yeah.
Trade butts with an animal. Which animal bottom and would you prefer to have? You know
what?
All right,
you guys. So it's if you had to trade butts with an animal, which animal bottom would you prefer to have? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know what's funny is that's going to sound like I cut this together because I just went from the no breath left.
Oh, yeah.
Laugh
to,
okay, everybody. Now here. Here's the thing.
He cut
just
it.
Come back to him. Here I go. What we're doing here today is we're doing if
here
you had
I go
to.
Again, oh my
and we're talking about animal bottoms.
Yeah.
and soggy bottoms, depending on which animal you choose.
I hear
you. So, you want to pick or do you want me to?
Well, a couple things popped in my mind.
Yes.
Aesthetically, maybe a baboon.
My ass.
Yeah. Sorry. No, a baboon, because it got a red ass.
Okay.
Who else has a red ass, huh? Why ain't nobody got a red ass, huh?
But red means stop.
Yeah?
So no one's going to butt fuck you if you have a red ass.
Well, that's good, because you know I have that problem. Just constantly.
But he's gay.
I didn't mean to push
that. That's why they don't spank in jail.
Interesting.
Because if you get spanked too much, your ass is red, and everyone's like, ooh. Simon says, no butt.
Simon says, no.
Simon says, no.
But Keith didn't. Mm-mm. Yeah. Wow. yeah. So I feel like aesthetically that'd be a fun one to have.
Okay.
But
pretty gross.
What?
Not to me.
No, sorry. No, it's very gross. Yeah. But it's just fun. It's different.
I gotcha.
It's like a fucking what's that game?
It balloon. It's like the balloons
it's
from
like,
it.
It is literally Simon Says where you push the fucking
You got yellow nuts, red ass, green taint, and a brown cornhole.
Yeah. Yes. And blue balls. And but then I was starting to think about digestion, you know?
Okay.
And rabbits poop little pellets.
Yes.
And
so
for some reason, I feel like that would be better. Maybe?
It's their diet though too. Which you've gone veggie.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't change that much for you. Which would be good.
What?
You've gone vegetarian.
Yeah.
So I'm saying their diet.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, oh, I heard vegetarians poop pellets. And
No,
man, I've been pooping.
Oh, no.
Long logs.
Yeah.
Log.
Well, it's because...
It's a wonderful log. Yeah.
It's because rabbits don't have as long
pussies?
Of sphincters.
Oh, interesting.
Or, wait, the sphincter is the mouth of it, right?
Yeah, that's the mouth.
What's the...
Rectum.
Rectum.
Yeah. The
damn
tube
killed him. Yeah,
yeah. I think
the
so.
Tube is the rectum, right? They probably don't have as long a rectum, so I bet you would shit pellets.
Yeah,
but you gather enough pellets and enough pressure, it's like turning a coal into a diamond.
Yeah,
you just turn turds into a longer turd.
You're pooping some carrots. What's up, Doc?
Exactly.
What's up, my ass, Doc?
Yeah. Brown cock.
I gotta get my prostate checked. Yeah. What's up, my ass, Doc? Yeah,
that's why every time I shit, I turn my head and cough. Just to check my prostate. That makes no sense.
Yeah, it's for hernias.
I'm a little upset about a bad sexual episode I had last night.
God, I'm a fucking retard.
It's fine. We're going to have to get those checked soon. Prostates.
I've been fingering my butt just for practice.
I think you're supposed to get them checked when you're in your mid-30s. Mid-30s, yeah.
So I don't need it yet. I've been running some tests on some carrots. On some carrots and some garrets.
Okay.
Yep. I've got a 24 carat hold butthole.
Ooh, there you go. Pushing on some diamonds. Yeah,
it holds 24 carats.
Run them jewels. yeah,
I got runs.
Yeah, runs them jewels. That's a good one. I'll write that
down. He needs some milk.
So I don't know. Other than that, like I'm just trying to think of. Hippos. They got I feel like.
Oh, they do the.
Yeah.
Where they wave their tail when they shit.
Yeah, just like a tail. That's
showman.
Like a waving tail, like
that's
a windshield
showman.
Wiper. Yeah. I don't need a. You gotta,
it's pretty fun.
You got to use teepee when you have a windshield wiper for a tail.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that was stupid.
I like that.
I don't know.
No, I'm into that. That's what Okja did, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny. I forgot that movie came out this year.
Yeah. We were talking about it with David.
Yeah. Because
he was like, man, people forget about that. And I was like, I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah, I forgot about it because like, I was like, I don't. There wasn't a lot of movies I liked this year.
I enjoyed Okja.
I liked Okja, but a lot of the newer ones I saw, there's a lot of movies that came out this year that I did not like at all.
Me neither. The end of the year, I've got two already that are like two of my favorites of the whole year.
So
Three Billboards and Shape of Water.
Yeah, I'd probably say Shape of Water is my favorite of the year.
It's fucking so good.
Yeah. Get Out was good, but I don't know.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Shit, that was like early in the year, right?
I know, that's the thing too. Because
I forget about so many.
Yeah, Baby Driver too, and then,
that was fun.
Yeah,
I wouldn't call that one of the best.
No,
though.
I didn't like that. The more I thought about it too, I was like,
I liked it, but I wouldn't call it one of the best.
Yeah.
But it was super entertaining.
Yeah,
I had a lot of fun during it.
There's other ones. Yeah, like the early one, the ones in the early earlier in the year, you really forget about.
Yeah, Ocho was great. Well, that's what we were talking about too. Is we got the chance that you suckers didn't.
Yeah, you
we got
butt
to
fuckers.
We got to see it in theaters. We got to see it at Tarantino's theater.
Oh, our boyfriends.
Yeah, take that, Woody.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you have big jugs.
Lose some jug weight, and maybe you can fly out here and see it. It was great because I watched it on Netflix and I still enjoyed it, but it was so much fun to see in theaters.
Yeah.
But
it's good theater. I want to go back there.
I think I'd pick a chicken ass, which seems easy.
Because you want the eggs?
I want to lay some eggs, man.
Yeah, I could see that.
Chicken turds.
What about a pig?
That's like, hold on. That's like one of my favorite jokes chicken from turds. Simpsons. Is they invite Nelson over and they're trying to like be nice to him and they're talking about having breakfast and they're like, we're gonna make some eggs, and he's like, what do you mean, chicken turds? Oh, you mean chicken turds or something funny. Like that. I just think that's funny to refer to eggs as chicken turds.
That is good.
But then that lays the question,
chicken's
still shit. So what I mean, we're talking about the bottoms, not just the anus.
Well, that's the thing. I think chickens and ducks just have one hole.
They lay eggs and poop out of the same one?
Yeah. I think they just have one hole, dude.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm even more into that then.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll take a duck bottom because I can lay eggs and then
duck
I also have
bottom
a
jeans,
duck bottom jeans
with the
corkscrew cock. Yeah. Because they got the weird corkscrew penis.
They do. Because a lot of rape going in the duck kingdom, apparently.
All right. Well, you can't throw that in while
that's
I'm fantasizing about having a duck bottom.
That's why they have the corkscrew dick. It's because there's a lot of rape going on.
That's not why they have it. It's not like
they were
born to rape.
No, that's why they like, legit, if you look it up, like, evolution, like the female duck's vagina keeps, like, evolving to, like, avoid rape, and that's why the duck's penis is corkscrewed, because it's evolving also to have sex with ducks. Because, like, they don't see it as rape because they're fucking ducks, you know?
They're trying to procreate.
Yeah.
I get
and,
it.
Like, but the penis has to adapt with this fucking vagina
trap.
It has booby traps in it. It's like mouse hunt.
What's well, not
mouse
really a,
cunt?
It's not really a booby trap. It's just
it is.
It's just holding them with your dick. You don't have to, because they don't have arms to hold the. I don't like this.
I know.
I don't like this at all.
They don't have arms.
I hated that you ruined that.
Ducks
for me.
Fly away because they don't want to be raped.
Flying V. Woof.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Well, we can cut that out.
Ugh.
Bing dong a ding, fling flung a fling, ching chong a ching.
All right.
It wasn't that bad, was it?
Yeah, I don't know. It made me feel weird.
It's just ducks, man.
I know, but I was having fun with the idea of having like a duck bottom. And then you made me a rapist.
No, I didn't make you a rapist.
Yeah, you did. You said I had a duck penis, so I'm a rapist.
No, you said the duck.
You said they evolved to be rapists, and they're only rapists.
They're not only rapists.
That's what you said. You said that they're only rapists.
No, I said there's a lot of rape going on.
Because their duck vaginas have evolved to get away from duck penises. So now they rape them.
I said they have. There's a lot of rape going on there.
We're gonna have to turn this back because that was rough.
I said there was a lot of rape going on in the duck kingdom.
Kingdom.
Yeah.
You didn't say kingdom.
I did. Yeah, I did.
You said culture.
No, I said kingdom. I would never say rape. The duck rape duck. I would no. I said kingdom.
Okay. I didn't hear kingdom. I
no,
was too
I said there's a lot of rape going on.
Ugh. I think it was your description of the evolution of the legit evolution of female ducks
vaginas?
Evolving to not get fucked and
to not get raped.
To not get fucked, period.
No.
Well, so what is their evolution doing to keep them from getting raped?
Their vaginas are evolving.
What way?
To the point where only a corkscrew duck can like fucking break those mechanisms they have in like built in.
Okay, maybe I just don't understand. I haven't read enough about duck sex.
Yeah, there's obviously a difference between raping and fucking.
Yes. Yeah, of course there is.
And so, but these ducks are taking these preemptive measures to prevent rape. That's the whole thing.
But they're not at the same time. The females are trying to apparently evolve to not get raped. But then the males' penises are evolving. This is rough.
Yeah.
This is really rough.
Dude, that's biology.
I don't know about all this, man. How much have you read?
I've read.
Oh my gosh.
I've watched YouTube videos.
Oh my gosh.
We can cut this part out.
No, that's fine. We're moving. No. We need to move on. I'm going to pick I'm going back to chickens then. Okay. I don't even know what a chicken dick looks like.
Yeah.
I was excited about a weird looking cock, not a cock made for rape.
It's not made for rape.
That's what you said it was made for rape?
No. No, if you would just go back and listen to what I said, I was saying it's not made for rape. It's equipped for rape.
You pretty much said that the ducks' vaginas have been trying to not get raped.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't mean all duck sex penises,
but the ducks' penises have then evolved to rape.
Yeah.
So it traps them with their cock. Yeah.
You're assuming all duck sex is rape.
I'm not assuming that at all. That's what you said.
No, you
are.
No,
that's what you said.
No, I'm not.
Yes, it is.
No, I did not say
you
all.
You said.
No, I did not.
In you saying that the vaginas are trying to get away from rape and that the dicks have evolved to only rape. Pretty much.
No, I did not
it
say
was,
that.
It was pretty much.
No,
that.
No, yes, you're assuming. No, I said no. that is not what I said at all.
All right, we'll let the listeners decide.
Sure.
Because you just made me sound like a rapist.
No, I didn't.
I wanted a duck curly cock, and I wanted an Arby's curly fry penis,
and you can have that.
And you said it's only for rape. You can't have those unless
only
you want to be a raper.
I did not say it's only for rape. Raper is not a word,
isn't it?
I don't think so.
Rapier is a sword.
I think it's when you misspell rapper.
Rapper. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm trying to think of a different animal bottom now.
No, you can keep it.
I was just
warning you.
There's too many warnings to that cock.
I was giving you the Surgeon General warning.
I don't think it didn't sound like a warning. It sounded like a witch hunt.
No.
It sounded like a
that's what
witch duck hunt.
Yeah. Sure.
Something like that.
Duck Dynasty. Yeah.
is that their dynasty?
Yeah. Yeah, they make those duck
They make duck condoms. That are corkscrew.
They're not even real people.
All right, Jesus, we need to get away from duck rape.
We can just cut that whole thing out. I don't care.
All right, so what other animal bottoms?
I don't know.
How does snake shit?
That's a good question. I don't know much about snakes.
Because
some of them have those rattlers at the very end, and that's where you think their butthole would be, right?
I think it.
But it's not.
I think it's like I think it's like 6 inches from their tail.
Yeah,
is their shits. Because they fucking eat huge things.
Yeah.
And then it just sits in there for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about snakes.
Me neither. I feel like they might be like owls.
You think I think the bones, you think the bones come out for
snakes? That's what I was wondering, because like I know owls are like, they have like those pellets that they throw.
Yeah. Did you ever do that in elementary school?
Yeah, we had to dissect the
pellet. Oh, yeah.
It was fucking gross.
That's pretty weird, too, to be like...
Dude, we dissected a sheep eye.
Dig through some... What?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I did that, actually.
That was fucking crazy. Yeah.
Ugh.
And a frog. And a sheep eye.
I don't think snakes
Popeye.
Have pellets. I feel like snakes have like...
Yeah,
they
probably
like runny.
I could see it,
though. It is. You remember in fucking... there's that movie that the dude, the dude who did Napoleon Dynamite. Yeah, you remember in Anaconda when he shits out
Ice Cube?
John Voight.
John Voight.
And he's just, it's all liquid.
Yeah.
Just liquid bones. Yeah, he goes from Ice Cube to Ice Tea.
Ooh.
Right out of his ass. Right? And then it becomes a special victim unit episode.
You mean to tell me this motherfucker swallowed me?
Are you mean to tell me this motherfucker swallowed
ice cube
and it came out ice water? Is that what you're telling me?
Poor shit.
Yeah, it's snake shit.
Ooh,
I haven't watched that in a while. All right, well, what do you penguins? I feel like it's just like bird shit.
Yeah, probably.
They lay eggs though.
Yeah, they have to like foster those eggs. They gotta like sit on them for a while. Yeah,
the dudes take over, I think.
Wow.
And then they bring pebbles to the
Fruity Pebbles.
If you're smart about it.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, I brought you some food.
I want to go to a zoo so bad and just see a female penguin walking around under its flap, just a whole box of Fruity Pebbles, and homeboy is just sitting on like a tower of eggs. Like, oh, yeah.
You earned it, buddy. You earned it.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Yeah. That's funny.
All right, so you're sticking with rabbit?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't really want a tail, though, but...
Well, rabbits are... The rabbit is kind of nice because
like
it's...
a ball.
The, the ball is up past the ass, I feel like.
Yeah.
Right? Enough?
Yeah. It's like a mustache.
Yeah. it's like a, it's an ass. It's like stash. A Schittler stash.
Schittler stash. There we go. Yeah.
Because I was also thinking like being like a cat or if I could have a domesticated cat or dog ass.
Yeah.
It's got to be domesticated because that means someone else has to clean up after it.
Or a fish maybe? I don't know.
I've never seen a fish shit.
Me neither.
But I've seen an elephant cry.
Interesting.
Are there any... I don't know enough about how animals shit.
Yeah, me neither.
To know... I think I'm going to stick with chicken.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with chicken.
I like that Stephen Wright joke where he's like, my elementary school teacher was like, if you could be an animal, what would you want to be? And he's like, I would want to be a bird. She's like, oh, so you can fly? He's like, no, so my shit would be white. So maybe I'll go with that. Yeah. Stephen Wright. Stephen Wright, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, what does that mean?
You old fat bitch! You fat bitch!
He wants to be a bird, so his shit's white.
That's all?
Yeah.
That's all. I like
that's
that.
The whole
all
right. Yeah.
There's nothing more to
no,
it.
No.
I like that.
Because they're like, oh, you want to fly? No, I want my shit to be white.
I just want my shit to be white.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Hey.
Tighter shit in downtown Doodle Brown.
I want some downtown tighter white.
Yeah.
What's it to you, Gaylord?
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm trying to think of some more weird animal bottoms. Because, I mean, like, the baboon is going to have a pretty ass or a weird, shiny, red ass.
Presentable.
Presentable. It's gonna have a presentable ass.
It's an award show ass.
Yeah, like an award show ass.
Yeah.
But still, well, actually, maybe that's the most, that's the, oh, fuck, I'm trying to think of, the coolest way to throw your own shit is if it comes out of a presentable ass, right?
Oh, interesting, yeah.
People want to get hit with that shit.
Sure, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It came out of that ass?
That's a Golden Globe.
Yeah, exactly. Gave you a Golden Globe right to the face.
Yeah.
Went from red to dead.
Hmm.
All right. All right.
Yeah. I think we're good on the asses.
Yeah. I think so.
We figured it out.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think take a quick commercial break here.
Sure.
And we'll be right back with a little bit of... Ben Affleck Burger King.
Hello?
Hi, is this Burger King?
Yeah, this is Burger King.
Would you deliver a chef salad?
For you? Absolutely.
When hunger calls, there's only one way to have it your way.
Jeff?
Dad?
Because at Burger King, when you want to give people what they want, sometimes,
be right home,
you've got to break the rules.
Nah,
God damn it.
Not at all.
Someone's going to get drowned.
All right, you guys, we're coming to the close here. We're coming on some clothes here.
Ooh.
And
yeah, we are.
Really starching them up. And, that's how you starch up your ties.
Yeah. Potato pants. Starch up your ties.
Hey, know. Potato pants.
Yeah. I know what. Where you going, potato pants?
But we're at that point of the episode that everybody loves. Wait, fuck. We just came up with something last episode that was... shit.
What?
We just came up with a thing for the a name of the episode thing. Didn't you write it down?
From last one?
Yeah. It's like the starter to name that episode. Check your thing. It's like the part of the episode that everybody loathes and we...
Oh, I wrote a... you know it and we blow it.
Oh, that's what
it is.
Is
that what it was?
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay. Yeah. It's the part of the episode where...
You know it and we blow it?
Yeah, there we go.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think so, okay. Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it fits for some reason.
It fit last time for some reason.
Well, I mean, that's what, you know... God damn it, who cares?
Jerry, enjoy my wife.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
God damn it. It's that time of the episode where you know it and we blow it.
Yeah.
Name that episode.
Naming the chode. Yeah.
Naming the epichode. And I think we came up with one.
Yeah.
And I think it laid on us there.
What have I get her done?
What have I get her done?
Oh yeah.
If that wasn't the name of the episode, I would be, I'd understand if you guys were upset.
Yeah, I'd call the cops.
I think that, call
call the zoo.
What?
Call the zoo. Yeah. Call the zoo.
Yeah, because I think there's guaranteed at least 5 full minutes cut together of me laughing just because of that. So,
good stuff.
So yeah, what have I get her done?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
that'll be a fun one to play with. And thank you guys so much for listening. I apologize for everything. As usual, my name is Jacob Allen Kuban. Find me online at Jacob Allen Kuban. Check out Instagram. Oh, indeed.
Sorry.
Check out Instagram is like the only thing I really post on. I don't ever post on Twitter, really. And Facebook, I don't get on really much at all anymore. But follow me anywhere, I guess. I don't give a shit. I'll say some weird shit to you when I'm drunk. Guaranteed. I'll give you my phone number if you ask politely. And go to moistjunk.com, check out all the neat gear, and some of it is pretty gay.
Oh.
No, I don't know what I was going to say. check it out. It's some neat stuff. Let me know if you guys want anything. And if you're a listener, I'll cut you a deal. And if you rate and review on iTunes or Google Play, I'll cut you even more of a deal.
Oh, yeah.
I'll cut your fucking throat.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. I don't know. Let us know what we're doing right and wrong. And
sure.
I don't know. Go to follow us at House Sadness. Check that shit out. Go to housesadness.com.
Yeah.
Check out things like that.
Do it.
We're going to try to figure out some stuff to do on that as well. But we have all the episode posters on there and some other stuff. It's pretty fun.
It's a gay old functional time.
It's a gay old time on that site, you know. Yeah, so what do you got there?
Casey_Stoddard at Twitter and Instagram. I don't really post much, but just respect my privacy. I'll give you Tony Campos's phone number.
Yes. So, we do have Tony Campos's Tony the Crunch Campos. Yeah. We have his phone number, and if you've been paying attention, it's on several of our posts. Yeah,
you might get it.
Yeah. So hey,
hit us up.
Blow him up.
Yeah.
Like,
please do.
Hit the boy up.
He's asking for it. Yeah.
So please do. And once again, I think from us to you.
Yeah. Happy poo year.
Oh yeah, shit. It's the last episode of the poo year.
Yeah.
What's next year? Do year.
I don't even want to think about it. Do the do year.
We're going from poo year to do the do year.
We're in X Games mode. Yeah.
Because we're in X Games mode. Yeah. So, all right.
Perfect.
You'll hear from us next year. enjoy all of the shit. I'm gay.